And this young man, Andrew Adkins, is just 20 years old, been 5 weeks into the senior riding ranks, and he woke up this morning as a Group 1 winning jockey.
How good is that?
Andrew's been good enough to join us online. Andrew, good morning. Congratulations on yesterday. And I guess, Andrew, has the win sunken in yet?
Yeah, good morning, guys. No, look, wake up this morning having that feel, like you said, being a Group 1 rider. And, Group 1 winner, which is even better. But, look, I haven't really sunken in yet, but I'm over the moon.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, Andrew. And the other thing about it is it's special too, because not only your association with Ronnie Quinton, who, of course, trains Dacey Doom, but Dacey Doom herself, who you have a very good relationship as well. So I guess that makes it that little bit more special.
Yeah, it definitely does. And being in partnership with Daisy nearly a whole career, apart from, I think, two or three races, it's a great thrill to be able to win my first Group 1, especially on her, and then therefore Ron and our owners that have stuck by me and Ron the whole way through with her, and she's done an incredible job. And She's got the best strike rate. You know, she's never been out of the money. I think she's been out of the top five once in about 19 starts. So she's a pretty wonderful mare.
Yeah, she's remarkably consistent, isn't she, Andrew? And I spoke to you on Thursday morning at the Barrow Trials about the race, and it's very rare when you can talk to a jockey and he basically gives you a rundown of the race, exactly how it happens. You weren't worried about the barrier draw. You said Dacey Doom's gate speed would negate that wide draw. You get across outside of the leader and they'd have to run you down, and you didn't think they couldn't, and they didn't.
No, that's exactly right. And like I said, it's not the first time she's drawn the outside, and I don't think with her strike rate it'd be the last time she's drawn the outside. And but she's got that beautiful natural speed where she can jump and put herself in the top five runners, and she does it with ease, and she's a real runner, so she can hold a nice high cruising speed and then quicken off that again. And she's just so gutsy and tough, and when they come at her, she tries again. So look, there's no better feeling than riding a horse like her that just tries so hard.
How are you feeling in this brave new world as a senior rider? I guess you're mucking out less stalls, so there's a positive from that point of view, Andrew, but getting plenty of rides. Are you obviously looking for more?
Yeah, that's correct. Things are going actually extremely well. You know, I was expecting it probably to be a little bit tougher when I come out, but things are going to plan as I'd love them to, and I'm getting great support by great owners and trainers, and things are happening sort of quick, and like I said, getting the support from the right connections and being able to put the writing on the wall is even better. So you know, I couldn't be happier with the way things are going.
Andrew, how do you divide your time now? As an apprentice, obviously, you would have ridden predominantly track work at Randwick. Now, as a senior jockey, are you riding elsewhere during the week?
Yeah, well, I do about four for Ron every day.
Yep.
Apart from a Friday, I'll go to Rose Hill and try and spread myself out there a little bit, just ride for different trainers. And and every fast morning, and a Tuesday, a Thursday and a Saturday, I'll go to Snowdon's and I'll do some fast work there as well, and just try and spread myself out a bit. Mm. But my main track is at Randwick. Yeah.
Yep.
Who'd you ring first? Who'd you? I know that. I think your parents were there. Your sister wasn't. That she was very excited and proud of you. Who'd you ring first, Andrew?
I rang my dad first. They weren't actually at the races.
Oh,
they
okay.
They were at home, and I rang them first, and then our beautiful owners. So, it was great, great moment, and I couldn't be happier.
Andrew, can you celebrate? Could you celebrate last night? I know you got a ride today, so did you get a chance to go out and celebrate that win?
Yeah, we did. We went, got close friends and went and had a nice dinner and had a few wines. So it was a great time, and times like these, you appreciate your close friends and good times ahead, you know.
Exactly. You know, it's a tough game. There's a lot of hours put in to get to this point, but congratulations, Andrew. Fantastic to see you win yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a popular win because Dacey Doom's one of those horses everyone loves. And fantastic, Andrew. Thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck for the rest of the Autumn Carnival.
Not a problem. Thanks very much for having me on this morning.